I'm very pleased to have the opportunity to moderate the first session this morning titled Advancing the Assessment of Outcomes Meaningful to Patients in Drug Development, a Brief History at the FDA and Beyond. And I do want to provide a disclaimer for all of the presenters this morning. Essentially, all this applies to the presenters throughout the day and a half. But we do want to just point out that the views and opinions expressed are those of the individuals and not of their organizations, not of this of the Critical Path Institute, or not of the FDA. So the overarching goal of this session is to reflect on where we are today in regard to the measurement of patient-centered outcomes by considering how we got here. And this year's workshop title is Honoring the Past, Navigating the Present, Charting the Future. And although Lori Beth Burke is very much a part of the present and will continue to contribute to the future, we wanted to hold a session in which we publicly acknowledged and honored Lori's contribution to the field of patient-reported outcomes research. And her early leadership in this area preceded the FDA's patient-focused drug development initiative by almost two decades. And so it has been incredibly important what she's done. In the scientific community, Lori was the public face and voice of FDA's commitment to patient engagement in the drug evaluation process. Although many other people played very substantive roles, Lori will always be remembered as the driving force behind the PRO guidance, and her perseverance and leadership in bringing the PRO guidance to completion is truly commendable. And the PRO guidance has advanced the amount and quality of the scientific discourse surrounding clinical trial outcome assessment. I have no doubt that the public health will be enhanced as more scientifically sound data are collected and communicated regarding the benefits and risks of new treatments on aspects of health and daily life that are meaningful to patients. And as we all know, not everyone has agreed with Lori on all the issues she's advocated or positions she's taken, but no one can say her heart wasn't in the right place. And to help pay tribute to Lori's contributions at the FDA and to provide their viewpoints on the history and importance of measuring meaningful patient outcomes during the drug development process, we have a distinguished panel that I would like to introduce. And I will introduce all of the panelists right now in the order they will be presenting, and then I'm going to step aside and not introduce them individually as they get up to present. So the first presenter is Dr. Robert Temple. Dr. Temple has been Deputy Director for Clinical Science at FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation Research since 2009. He's also Acting Deputy Director of the Office of Drug Evaluation I. Dr. Temple will provide his perspective on the recognition within the FDA of the importance of patient-reported endpoints in clinical trials. The next presenter will be Dr. Catherine Acquadro. She's scientific advisor at MAPI Research Trust. Catherine was the first managing director of MAPI Research Institute in 1995, and from 2000 to 2002, she was the coordinator of the Patient-Reported Outcomes Harmonization Group. And Catherine will provide a European perspective on the evolution of the use of PRO endpoints in the evaluation of new medical treatments. And then after Catherine, Dr. Donald Patrick, who is professor of and researcher at the University of Arizona and the director of the Seattle Quality of Life Group. He was a special government employee to the FDA, which enabled him to actively participate and contribute to the development of the PRO guidance. So he has a particularly unique perspective that he can provide us. He will be talking with us today about the trials, tribulations, and ultimately triumphs associated with the PRO guidance development process and the release of the PRO guidance. Then Dr. Andrew Mulberg will speak. Dr. Mulberg is the Division Deputy Director of Gastroenterology and Inborn Errors Products in Cedar. He's been in that role since 2010. Before joining FDA, Andrew was at Johnson & Johnson from 2000 to 2010. Andrew will provide a medical reviewer's perspective on the significance and implications of the PRO guidance for FDA's medical reviewers within FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. Tara Simons is the PRO lead at Pfizer, providing advice on PRO strategy across the Pfizer portfolio. Tara has more than 19 years of experience in the development and implementation of PRO measures for use in clinical research. Since 1998, Tara has worked at Pfizer in various roles within outcomes research. Today, she will be providing us her perspective on the significance and implications of the PRO guidance for the pharmaceutical industry. And last but not least, Lori Burke is presenting. We've given her the most time. We've given her 15 minutes. Everyone else has 10 or less. It seems appropriate. Lori Beth Burke is the founder of Laura Group. And you do say Laura. You don't say L-O-R-A Group, right? You say Laura Group, LLC. Right, Laura, Lori, right. Yeah, you're going to be called Laura from now on, probably. Yeah. She was a career U.S. Public Health Service officer, and her assignment was with the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. We all know her in her most recent role as the director of CDER's study endpoints and labeling development staff until her retirement on October 31st of 2013. Lori will provide her perspective on the history of patient-reported outcome measurement at the FDA. So with that said, then I am going to turn it over to Dr. Temple. If you need a pointer, but then that advances. Okay. Just push that.
Advancing is all I need.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, well, good morning, everyone. Whoops. Am I advancing my slides?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
Okay, you'll notice I don't use the standard format, and there's no disclaimers. Just use the other use the other disclaimer. Don't worry about it. This isn't going to be so much a history as to what interests us and has interested us over the years about patient-reported outcomes. It's not true, as Lori said, because she's speaking later, but I didn't know that when I saw her slides. A drug's effect is obviously measured by how it affects what the patient, how it affects the patient's feels, functions, or survives. We are interested in all those things, and various drugs measure all of those matters. As far as I know, the first formal use of that phrase was in the preamble to the accelerated approval rule. In 1992. Anyway, apart from survival and some functional assessments that we've come to standardize, like exercise testing and things like that, basically all assessments of how a patient feels and how most aspects of how a patient functions, referring to day-to-day activities, have to come from the patient. The patient is the source of all this. Whoever writes it down and creates it, it is the patient. The patient's status, however, can be reported through a learned observer, a doctor, or other health professional, and the report on the patient's status sometimes involves very specific questions or a structured report by the observer that can be based on answers to specified questions or general opinions gained from an interview. And the assessment can have multiple components, or even in that case where there's many components, you can focus on the total score, or it can be a scale with defined components of the condition, each one cited separately and then combined, and you end up with a global score, a total score. We've accepted all of those things, and there isn't any overall stated preference. but a concern that people have always had, and I have too, is that it seems likely that different raters listening to the same response could rate people differently. And one of the worries about an investigator-based assessment of all these questions is that not all investigators are equal, not all spend the right amount of time, not all are trained in all this stuff. So you worry about whether the fact that you have a wide variety of people interpret